Awesome.
It's almost too loud. Do I have sensitive ears?
Or no, you're right.
Okay. Hey everyone, welcome into a special edition of Can I Steal You for a Second, a Bachelor podcast. I'm Ashley Young, as always, joined by Shay Corrigan. And we have some special guests on the podcast today.
We do. Today we're joined by Maddie and Ariba, who are the site experts of the fan-sided Bachelor site, Accept This Rose. They're joining us today to talk us through some speculation and theories on how this all ends.
And, you know, something that we keep talking about on the podcast is usually we are blessed with some very detailed spoilers watching The Bachelor. It almost becomes intertwined with watching the show. And something this season is no one really knows how the season ends. And I think we're starting to get a little frustrated. We're falling down the rabbit hole of speculation. So we're going to try to work that out as a team here because I'm going crazy not knowing the answers.
Right. There's been a lot of discussion of sort of like conversation of like, are you spoiled? Do you know what's happening? Have you been following along on Reddit and wherever else? And I think throughout the season up until this point, that was a real distinction to be made. But now kind of there isn't, it's all theories, no spoilers.
Absolutely. So we're speculating here. If you are someone who was like me trying to be pure and watch the show without spoilers, we're not giving anything away because nothing has been confirmed. So this is just us going down the rabbit hole and talking it out and kind of making sense of some of the things that we've seen online and just what our gut is telling us. So we're going to toss it over to the experts now. Maddie, we're going to start with you. Let's dive in to kind of what your theory is in what the next few episodes will bring us.
I'm usually spoiled. I like to watch it, you know, knowing who he picks in the end or she, because then I like to see how they kind of edit the show and, you know, frame it to how it leads towards that person. And so kind of without that lens, it's been really a hot mess, to be quite honest. But this is basically what I have now married myself to in terms of what happens at the end of this. So I think originally Peter's final one was going to be Maddie up until Fantasy Suites, at which point a lot of things went down, as we've seen in promos and, you know, all over the internet. We got a press release, you know, that confirmed that Maddie's Fantasy Suite date is last, and they note that she presents Peter with a dilemma that will impact all of his relationships, which we can all assume is her virginity. And they also noted that this will impact all of his relationships, and he tries to navigate this challenge after an agonizing week. Maddie finally gets a chance to open up, but how will she react when she finds out about his other two dates? We also have that promo of Maddie saying, I won't be able to say yes to an engagement if you've slept with the other women, to which Peter responds, I have been intimate. I can't lie to you about that. And then she gets up. So what I think happens is Maddie leaves the Fantasy Suite date portion, but not necessarily the entire show. So we have that shot of Chris and Peter, where Peter's crying and Chris is saying, so what happened last night? And he's in this light gray suit, which we also get a shot of him in that same suit when it's almost dark out. So what I think happens is either Maddie eliminated but is being held hostage in Australia, because that's what they tend to do, or just doesn't show up to the final rose ceremony. So I think he goes and reconciles with her at some point when she doesn't show up and leaves Hannah Ann and Victoria F there waiting for him, to which we then get a shot of Hannah Ann in a dress crying, saying, I'm at a loss for words right now. I just don't know what to do. So I think he dips out on that rose ceremony and kind of just leaves the two of them there. He then goes, reconciles with Maddie, and then eliminates Victoria, which is why we have that shot in the dark in that same suit. So I think his final two then are Hannah and Maddie. But while his original choice was going to be Maddie and they make up, I don't think that ultimately they're able to get past all of the hurdles that have already happened. I think they both meet Peter's parents. If you had to, you know, if I had to put my money on who Barb is talking about, I would say Maddie, but quite honestly, she's a little dramatic and I, you know, love Barb, but this could honestly just be a general statement. But I think what ends up happening is he continues on with Maddie and Hannah, but before the final rose ceremony, he mutually breaks things off with Maddie. And that's where we get him standing in a field in a plaid shirt where he's like, I don't know what to do. My heart's just broken right now. So I think that morning he ends up breaking things off with Maddie, something we weren't shown. You know, we talked about spoilers and it's not so much a spoiler because it just wasn't ever shown. But reality, Steve had mentioned that Maddie's dad never gave his blessing at the hometowns. And so I think between all of the fantasy suite date stuff and the fact that Maddie's dad didn't give his blessing, they basically decide that they're not compatible long term, and it's just not going to work outside of this show based on what's already happened and the fact that he doesn't have, you know, the blessing of her father, and we all see how important all that is to her. So I think they mutually end things before the final rose ceremony, and that final rose ceremony is only Hannah Ann, and she's the one who's going to show up. And this is where Chris Harrison's news comes in, and no one has been able to get an inkling of a clue of what he's been talking about. But my theory here, based on the fact that he let things go with Maddie, is that Maddie's dad called and said he wanted to talk to Peter and was willing to give him his blessing. So the reason Peter's confused when he goes, there's something you should know before you do what you're about to do. There's only one person left, so he doesn't really understand what's going on. And then we get Chris saying, I'm not sure how this all ends, so I just wanted to give you a heads up. Then, you know, Peter melts down on a bed and faints and all that and says it's the last thing he needed to hear right now. So the reason that messes with Peter's head is because he had just decided to end things with Maddie and had mentally moved on to Hannah, but Maddie was originally his final one, and the lack of blessing was one of the big reasons they broke things off. So now he's like, am I making a mistake? You know, should I go chase after Maddie? And so that's why Chris said, I'm not sure how this all ends, because he knows that while Hannah is the only one left, he also knows that Peter was going to originally choose Maddie, and Peter and her father's blessing was a huge part of this. So I read an interview where Chris said they have this final chat at some point. And I think that that happens now, where he's deciding whether to chase Maddie or if he made the right decision and, you know, ended things. And Chris has kind of said in interviews that, you know, he didn't always agree with Peter and he kind of had to step in sometimes. I could see him being like, listen, dude, you already let her go. You've already had all these problems. You've been kind of dragging Hannah Ann along. If this was to all have happened at this point, how much does this new information really change things? So I think that at the end of the day, while it's dramatic and, you know, we're supposed to pretend this has never happened before, in some regard, I think he basically pulled it together and realizes that at the end of the day, he's just not compatible with Maddie and they don't line up the same. And they already have so much baggage and not really the best way to start a relationship. And Hannah Ann just always has made more sense to me with his lifestyle in LA and, you know, just kind of, they just seem a lot more compatible. And she's been all in this whole time. It's just been him on his end, I think, leaning towards Maddie. So what ends up happening, I think, at the end is he's not in a mental space to propose, but he decides to let Maddie go. And he decides that he just wants to date Hannah Ann and tells her that he's not, you know, in a space to propose. So I think at the end, he ultimately rides the kangaroo off into the sunset with Hannah Ann. And
let me interrupt for a quick second and make sure I'm getting this all right and following. So we've got Maddie leaving the fantasy suite portion of the date because of all the drama with him being intimate with the others. Victoria goes home then regardless. He picks Hannah Ann, but then he finds out, or he's going to pick Hannah Ann, but then he finds out that he actually has Madison's dad's blessing. Has a little crisis again. Chris Harrison talks him down, and he ends up dating Hannah Ann when the show ends. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. I could buy that. I could see that.
I mean, all the dots connect. But Ariba, I kind of want to touch on, because your theory here that we kind of talked about is very similar. Is there anything in Maddie's theory that you are like absolutely not behind?
So I think that the conversation that Madison and Peter have about her virginity will take place when Peter's about to ask her if she will, you know, go on that date with him. And I think that I believe that that's when she reveals, you know, I'm a virgin, I have these beliefs. And I think that's when she also tells him that she couldn't move forward if he slept with anyone else. But then again, I know that, you know, he does say that he's intimate with other people, but I just feel like during the girl talk that all three of them, we see in the promo, all of them sitting and talking, I just feel like Maddie finds out at that point that, you know, he's already slept with some other people, like someone else. And I think that's where I start to feel like, you know, obviously I definitely agree. I think she's going to leave. But I do ultimately think that they find a way to work things out and do end up together. I guess I've always seen Maddie. I know Madeline said she's always felt like Hannah Ann has been the better, I guess they have more similarities. But I just feel like there's something about Maddie that whenever he, you know, throughout the season or even seeing him in interviews, he just gets so excited talking about Maddie. So I don't know. I still feel like I'm team Maddie. And I feel like even though she's probably going to leave and come back and there's a chance that his mom is referring to her, I think it'll end up being Maddie. But at least that's what I think.
And how do either of you feel about the theory that he ends up with no one, that he manages to sort of not ruin things with Maddie, but sort of drive that wedge and have that sort of end? And then also, I can't remember what the theory goes that ends up with Hannah Ann not being there. But yeah, what are your thoughts on Team No One?
Well, I saw an interview he did where he said that the ending hasn't been guessed yet, and he was given three options, and the three were Hannah Brown comes back, which, bye, that someone's pregnant, and that he ends up single, and he said the ending hasn't been guessed.
Oh.
So to me, I don't think he's single, and I actually would disagree and say that he talks more about Hannah Ann in recent interviews than I've seen about Maddie, at least one that I saw with Chris Harrison and Lauren Zima. He kept like mentioning all these accolades about Hannah Ann, like, you guys are going to fall in love with her like no other, she's the sweetest. And then would get asked questions about Maddie and just kind of answer the questions. And I feel like that could go two ways. It could go him, you know, trying to throw everyone off, which is common. But I don't know. He's been saying a lot recently how he knew who his front runner was by week four, and like keeps repeating that. And not only do I not believe him at all, because it's clear that he really doesn't know what he's been doing, but I think if it was Maddie, it's so obvious that that's the case that he wouldn't have to keep saying this in the media to reassure Maddie, whereas I could see him having to reassure Hannah that she was his front runner, and because I just don't think that she's going to enjoy watching this season play out if she is the one that ends up being with him. It's also the exact same thing Colton said, word for word, that he knew who his front runner was by week four. So I'm calling a lie, and that's, you know, my take on that one.
I think one of the endings that kind of took snowballed very quickly is that Pete ends up with his producer. And there was, I saw that on TikTok, I think, first. And then it was deep in the Reddit threads. And I know that Reality Steve came out and was like, absolutely not. You guys are ridiculous. Like, you can't just run with the first gentle piece of evidence that you have. But I was kind of intrigued by this. I really liked the idea that there was this behind the scenes romance. It felt very real to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm partial to that one a little bit as well, perhaps because I loved the Lifetime series Unreal a lot.
Me too.
I love Unreal.
So good.
This is like, that's what we're essentially at this point. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I also liked, I also sort of, I wouldn't say I, you know, am buying what The Bachelor is selling. But I do, I like the show enough to not want the integrity of it, the quote unquote integrity of it, ruined by him being with the producer during the show. So that's why I think Eileen like ends the season alone, but by the time, you know, present day, he and the producer are together. I've talked myself into that one.
Are you going off of like the fact that he's been photographed with a producer like a bunch of times?
Yeah, a little bit that and a little bit like nothing else, just I like it.
And I don't like, I don't watch the show and like see a spark.
I kind of like it.
Right? Like there's nothing that keeps me watching every week where I'm like him and like even him and Maddie, like they look friendly, but there's not anything there where I'm like, you guys are a match made, you're perfect together. I just can't buy into any of the women on this season.
I think I like
I agree.
I think I like him and Hannah Ann. I think I could see that. I guess Madison too. I don't know. It's none of them really give me a lot of confidence though.
And they're so young.
Here's my one thing that came out that I think if he was with Maddie, just absolutely not. You guys know who Stassi is, who's like a Kardashian adjacent, was connected to Tyler Cameron at one point.
Mm-hmm. She Vanderpump Rules?
Different Stassi.
Okay. Anyways, carry on.
Just Google Stassi and Tyler C and you'll get about 500 articles. Peter was actually at a party with Kylie Jenner and Stassi and all of them a couple weeks ago. And he's just like, he's either been behaving really single or like not with Maddie to me. Like in seasons past, I feel like the lead hasn't been out at these parties, especially with like, you know, that group of people. Not that there's anything wrong with them, but like I could see that not really, again, being compatible with Maddie. And like he went to the Super Bowl and goes to all these football games. And I mean, these are all normal things, but usually they're on lockdown and also doing like safe house visits or whatever. And he's just seemed to kind of been letting loose, which is just kind of, I like want to believe it's Maddie. It makes the most sense in terms of the narrative, but his actions after the show and everything else, I just, it really leads me to kind of just be leaning on this Hannah Ann theory at this point.
Yeah, I think Hannah Ann, I would imagine being more chill about him doing, I was gonna say party, and then I was going a different direction, so I was going to land on like doing parties. she seems like she'd be a little bit more chill about that being a consistent part of his lifestyle.
Just like having a life.
I don't mean to be like, you know, rude and like no problem with it, but like to be blunt, they were toasting with sweet tea at the hometowns with Maddie.
Yes, I said to
really
run.
Doesn't equate to me to not making any sense. And I don't know if you guys saw this the other day. Hannah Ann, good Lord, there are way too many Hannahs, commented on Hannah Godwin's Instagram saying that she's going to be living near her in less than 2 weeks. I could see this just being a normal thing because she is, you know, like an influencer, and of all people to move to LA after the show, like it would make sense. But this is my like embarrassing, I spend way too much time on this program moment. I saw one of her friends that she was in LA's with Instagram story the other day where she wrote, looking for a roommate in March, DM me if interested in LA. So my thought on that was she was going to live with Hannah Ann, but we're going to learn at the final rose ceremony that Peter and Hannah Ann are moving in together in LA.
Interesting.
Oh,
I also vaguely remember seeing something on Reddit about someone, again, deep in the Instagram, like tagged locations or whatever, had placed Peter in Tennessee for like some reason at some consistent, like it lines up at the same time she was posting things. And I was like, this is over my head.
There was a group, there was like a shot on Facebook where she was like taking a regular flight, AKA not flying the plane, to someplace in Tennessee, and it got deleted really quickly. I can't find it anymore.
Oh,
so that definitely sussed me out.
It's mm-hmm. It just blows my mind yeah. that we have to be like so stealthy. Like you have to protect your Venmos, your Instagram locations. Like I can't imagine living with that constant like shield over my social life where people are trying to like yeah. stalk my location and yeah. piece it together and like check Instagram stories. It's absolutely crazy. So, okay, the theories, I think we're landing on we have ideas, but we really don't know how the season's yeah. going to end.
Yeah.
Not to jump too far ahead, but let's talk a little Bachelorette predictions. Because I think that's kind of the other part of this is predicting what's going to come next. So Ariba, let's start with you. Given the choice, it's a two-part question. Given the choice,
okay.
who would you like to see as the next Bachelorette? And if it's a different answer, in reality, who are you predicting it might be?
So initially I was totally on the, oh, Hannah Brown's going to be the next Bachelorette because I just thought that that's where things were heading. But now as of yesterday, I know that that's kind of been thrown out the window because she will be doing Dancing with the Stars live tour. So now that that's kind of out, you know, honestly, I was giving some thought to maybe after thinking about Hannah Brown, a repeat Bachelorette. But honestly, if I'm looking who I would really, really like to see, I think I wouldn't mind seeing Kendall Long be the next Bachelorette. In reality, I think that they may stick to what they've done, and it may just be someone from this season. And as of right now, I could see Kelsey taking that role.
Kelsey's a super interesting pick because I think she's someone that I feel like I've read was one of the producers' early picks for a potential Bachelorette, but because yeah. she hasn't quite resonated with the fan base the way that they were hoping, mm-hmm. that they're now trying to scrambling. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, I think, you know, I think because sometimes with this show, like, they try to appeal to, like, the, you know, who got kind of wrong and who didn't get the nice ending or didn't get a proper send-off. And I know people were pissed that, you know, she got sent after her hometown. And so that's why she kind of popped into my head as someone that could potentially be someone they pick.
So I would agree, and I saw the same thing where originally, like, they were leaning towards Kelsey, which they did absolutely no favors for her with her edit this season. But if they yeah. wanted that to be any possibility, I thought they should have saved her exit for next week. I don't think that tacking it on at the end of yeah. whatever that was on Monday gave her any shot because literally no one against Kelsey. Like, I feel bad, but like no one cared after like that hour of nightmare that we watched.
Oh yeah.
So I feel like they just shot themselves in the foot with that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that was a long hour of like, you forgot anything that happened before that hour. Cause we basically spent the hour with Victoria F. So yeah, I agree. That would have been nice if that was saved. Even regardless, I just felt like there was no emotion attached to whether or not you liked Kelsey. There was just no emotion attached to the fact that they just like he just sent her home, and it was probably the very dumb thing he did because of who he decided to keep around. So I agree with that.
Cool. All right.
So I'll go on to.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to go on to my picks, but if you had something, then I'll.
Oh, no. Go right ahead.
Yeah, no, like I said, I agree that originally it was supposed to be Kelsey. I don't know if I can honestly get behind anyone this season, but if I had to pick from this season, I would go Kelly because I feel like they're in a really desperate need for a reset after the past couple seasons, and some really good Bachelorette leads in the past have been attorneys like Andy and Rachel, and they're older and are articulate and actually know what they want, and these are all things that have been absent thus far this season. But I don't know if Kelly is compelling enough at this point. I also want to go throwback, and I saw stuff about Kendall too, but to be quite honest, my heart is holding out for her to reconcile with Joe, so I can't fully stand that option. But I did think her narrative was interesting, where she came out and said, like, I was blindsided by the breakup and everything. But I think if we're going to go throwback, I'm going to get behind Tia.
Okay.
I think that she's kind of come back and has been tweeting a lot about the show. She just broke up with her boyfriend that she was with for a while. And we all know that she was, you know, the one that was supposed to be the bachelorette until Ari'd. And I feel like she would be a nice, refreshing breath of feisty, fresh air. Like, no one seems to be feisty on this season. Like, it's either catty and mean or just straight up evil, or like really just devolves quickly in any type of confrontation. And I just feel like she has some spark and is, again, older and actually has had serious, you know, relationships and is at an age that we could all pretend that she's indeed looking for a husband at the end of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that my preferred choice is Tia, but I have zero clue what they're going to actually do at this point. We could end up with like Victoria P or S would be an option.
Oh,
that'd be a choice.
I would watch that. I would watch that. Easy money. Easy money. I'd watch it. Well, I just think that it's hard for me to buy in now with social media and all of the perks that come with being an influencer after this show, that you have an entire cast of contestants that are there for the right reasons. So why not bring a Victoria F on the show where it's going to be entertaining? And quite frankly, I don't care if she's there for the right reasons. Like, I want something a little more exciting on my Monday nights than what this season has given us.
Absolutely.
No, I honestly, I agree.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I missed having Demi around.
We got a little snippet of her, but it wasn't enough.
Not enough. Never enough.
I know.
All right, Shay, let's wrap this up here.
Yeah, let's end with some quick takes here. We've kind of talked around it all episode, but we'll go sort of round the horn. Ariba, Maddie, Ashley, then I'll go. Who does Peter give the final rose? Who's left standing at the end?
I went in saying Maddie, but now after this conversation, I can see why it could be Hannah. So I'm going to go with Hannah.
All right, got one Hannah.
Well,
you guys convinced me.
My 20 minutes of Hannah talk, obviously Hannah Ann on my end.
Cool.
I'm also going Hannah Ann.
I've been talked into Hannah Ann too. So we've got Hannah Ann's across the board. That's our official. Can I steal you for a second?
Stance? Well, I'm sorry if I'm off.
This is influence. All right, and then quick picks for next Bachelorette.
Oh, I will say I'd like to see Kendall.
Cool.
See ya.
Okay, I was going in with like begrudgingly Kelsey, but I really like this Kendall idea, so I'm going Kendall.
I think I'm gonna go Kelly, Chicago.
Okay,
Thailand.
I do love Kelly. I'm Team Kelly across
bias.
The board. So I would be okay with that too.
All right, so. We feel good about Hannah Ann winning. We have no idea who's going to be the next Bachelorette.
Pretty much,
those
yeah.
Those are the takeaways. Thanks, Maddie and Ariba, for joining us today. Check out their excellent Bachelor coverage and work at acceptthisrose.com, a fan-sided site.
And also, thank you for listening to Can I Steal You for a Second? I'm Ashley Young, here with Shay Corrigan. We're usually here with Dustin Kendrick. Be sure to listen. We recap every Bachelor episode. We're talking all things Bachelor Nation. We really appreciate you listening. Like, subscribe, give us a kind rating and review, and follow us on Twitter. We'll talk to you guys soon.